It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm Keith Manley, and it's just great to have you on the program today. You know, one of the challenges we have in the Christian walk is that we walk with a God that we can't see. So it becomes a faith walk. He never fully shows us his full plan in advance, and we only see in part. And sometimes that's frustrating when you don't see or understand what God is doing. There's so many times when what we're going through is just the opposite of what we have been promised by God, and we don't understand it. The book of Genesis records the call of Abraham, and it says in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, "The Lord said to Abram, 'Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.'" Now look at Abraham's response. "So Abraham left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarah, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there." So here's Abraham. He's 75 years old, way past his prime in the natural. And God calls him. God tells him, "I'm going to make your name great. I'm going to bless you and make you into a great nation. And all the whole earth is going to be blessed, Abraham, because of you." And he gets that promise at age 75. I think, you know, as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story. It took 25 years until Abraham's promise from God began to come to pass with the birth of his son, Isaac. Now here's Abraham. He's 75 years old when God tells him it's moving day. Abraham comes home one day and he tells his wife, "Get your bags packed, we're moving." And she says, "Where are we going?" He says, "I don't know. I'll know when we get there." How would your wife handle that situation? I want that kind of faith in my life that makes you hungry for the invisible. To be able to trust God even when you can't see it in the natural. Where you let go of what you can see to go after what you cannot see. Most people never go further than they go because they won't let go of what they can see and go after the invisible. That which God has promised that's not seen already. See, when you can see it, you don't really need faith for it. When Abe goes out and he packs his bags, Abraham was still holding on to some things. And God didn't tell Abraham to take Lot or his father-in-law, but he took them anyway. And it was excess baggage. You know, Lot will later be a problem for Abraham. And there comes a time when Abraham's going to have to let go of Lot in his life. Lot represented something he was not willing to let go of, to say goodbye to. Sometimes generational things in our life are hard to let go of. But there comes a time when he let go of Lot. He looked at him and said, "It's time for me and you to part." And he probably should have done it at the beginning. See, if we keep holding on to things sometimes in our past that God wants us to let go of, it can cause us problems in moving on where God wants us to be. Today, maybe you're carrying things that you brought from your old life, and God is saying to you, "Let go of these things in order to fulfill the promise that I have for you." Can you imagine Abraham at 75 years old when he begins to tell people that him and Sarah are going to have a baby because God promised it? I bet they were ready to put him in the funny farm. 25 years go by and nothing happens. Friend, it can be a dangerous thing sometimes when you go out on a limb and say, "Man, this is what I believe God is doing." Sometimes people won't understand it. But it's so important that we see through the eyes of the Spirit and not just the earthly eyes, not just what's going on in this world around us, but that we see what God is saying to us. Sometimes we feel like God has healed our body and we go out on a limb and we tell people, "Man, I'm healed." And you know what happens? Immediately, the devil will challenge you on that. You'll start feeling pain you didn't have before and he'll hit you with everything. See, Sarah gets a little discouraged, and she's like, Abraham, we've got to help God out. So she says, I've got this great idea. You go in with my handmaid, Hagar. You have a romantic night, and she'll have a baby. And that's what God really meant when he said we're going to have a son. See, friend, when we go against God's plan, when we do this, sin has its pleasures. But don't think you can get the good out of a situation and not have some bad things come along. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, the Bible says. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Be careful that you don't start something today that will get you all messed up tomorrow. They all lived in the same house. There's Hagar and her son Ishmael moving in with Abraham and his wife Sarah. Sounds like something on the Jerry Springer show, doesn't it? Now remember, Abraham had a promise from God. God had said, I'm going to give you and Sarah a son. And Abraham did plan B. He went in with his handmaid, or Sarah's handmaid, Hagar, and had a child, Ishmael. And do you realize today the whole Arab-Israeli conflict is a direct result of what Abraham and Sarah did in this situation? That they went against what God said and tried to take matters in their own hands. Abraham gets connected with this son of the flesh, Ishmael. And he's so obsessed with Ishmael, he doesn't understand that the set time came for God to bring forth his promise. The time came. God's going to give a baby through Sarah. The time for blessing. See, sometimes we get satisfied with second best. We get satisfied with our plan and our will instead of God's perfect plan and his will that he has for our life. So Abraham connects and bonds with Ishmael. But listen, you can bond with something that's not the blessing, and it may feel right, but it's not God's blessing or God's perfect plan for your life. Sarah got grieved when she saw Isaac and Ishmael in the same house. When she finally gives birth to her son Isaac, and then he becomes mocked by Ishmael. The flesh baby will mock the promise of God in your life. The thing that you birth will mock the thing that God will birth in your life. You have to put it out. You have to say go. Because I can't be spiritual on Sunday and be fleshly the rest of the week. Are you getting what I'm saying today? God has a perfect plan for your life. God has a promise that he's given you. And so many times we take matters in our own hands and we go against what God has said. And real strife and real problems began to rise up in our life. And we say, God, why is this happening? So there comes a time in Abraham's home where something has to happen. The child Ishmael, the son of the flesh, begins to mock the child Isaac, Abraham and Sarah's son, the child of promise. And Sarah gets grieved. She gets grieved. See, your flesh baby will mock the promise of God in your life. That thing that you gave birth to that wasn't in God's plan, it'll mock God's promise in your life. You have to put it out. You have to say to the flesh, it's time for you to go. Abraham puts out Hagar, the handmaid, and her son Ishmael and says, it's time for you to go. I want to make sure you're getting what I'm talking about today. God has a perfect plan for you. God has promises for your life, a purpose and a destiny. And he wants to see that fulfilled. He wants to bring it to pass in your life. But sometimes we get impatient with God and we try to do things our way. And then we wonder why bad things start happening in our life. We wonder, why am I not seeing what God promised? It's because you tried to do things your own way. And that always causes problems. Sometimes there are times in our life where God tells us that we got to separate from a situation in our life. Perhaps it's a friend that's just leading you down a wrong path. Maybe they're being a bad influence on you, and God's not going to bless and bless you when you're in that situation that's constantly pulling you down, constantly going against what he's told you to do. Do you know, friend, Ishmael was about 16 years old when Abraham put him and his mom out of the home. That had to be so hard. For 16 years, Abraham had become close to to this boy Ishmael, the son of the flesh, and now he's got to put him out of the home? I can't imagine how painful that was. But I was thinking today, it must have been like a dress rehearsal, because we know what's next. God will end up telling him to take his son, and I like the way that God put it. He said, take your son, thy only son, Isaac, and I'll go offer him as a sacrifice. It's interesting, God referred to Isaac as Abraham's only son, even though he really had two sons, the son of the flesh that he had with Hagar, that's Ishmael, and the son of the promise that God promised him and Sarah, which came 25 years later after the promise, and that was Isaac. Remember, we began this message today by talking how sometimes the things God promises us and the thing God has in his plan for our lives, we don't see it in the natural. In 1987, I wrote a song that ended up later becoming a number one hit song. It was called Spirit Eyes. At that time, I was 29 years old. I was just 3 years into pastoring the church that God had me start at age 25. I'm 28 years old now. And God gives me this song because I was so discouraged, I wanted to resign. I remember going out to the church and laying on my face and in the floor praying, and I said, God, let me leave. This church is not working. It's just not being filled up. And I remember God coming to me. I felt him walk in the room. I heard him speak in my spirit, and he said this to me. He said, Keith, the things that I have promised you, I have given you, but you don't see them because you're looking through your natural eyes. He said, look through the eyes of the Spirit, and you'll see that I've given you everything I promised. And then I went to the piano and sat down, and the words came, when you've gone the second mile, and still the road seems long, when every turn you take in this life, the road that you choose seems wrong, with darkness all around you, and you can't see the prize, that's when you look the way God looks, and you see through spirit eyes. Friend, perhaps today you've been given a promise by God. There's something in your heart, a dream or an ambition that you want to achieve. Just like Abraham had been promised a son, and that's what he wanted more than anything in the world. And when he didn't see it happen, he began trying to make it happen. It's so easy for us to try to make things happen, isn't it? God, I need your help, but let me work in the meantime and let me make it happen. You know, in his perfect time, God fulfilled his promise to Abraham. Abraham's son Isaac later gave birth to his son Jacob, and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob became this great nation that today is called Israel. And God has used it to bless the entire world today. See, the Bible tells us if you belong to Christ, then you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. That doesn't mean we are all Jews, but it does mean that we're all children of faith, because Abraham believed God, and the Bible says he credited it to him as righteousness. So we are Abraham's descendants through faith. We've been talking today on Fresh Oil about believing God for those things you can't see. Trusting God through the realm of faith when you don't see it in the natural. When you can't see it with your eyes, but you know in your heart God has promised it. Friend, I want to pray for you today. Father, I pray for the person listening today who's been struggling with what's going on in their life, and they know you put a promise in their heart, but they're not seeing it fulfilled. God, I pray today that they can just trust you and that you will bring it to pass in your perfect time, and that you will bless them, Father, because you desire to give good things to those whom you love. I praise you now in Jesus' name. Friend, I so appreciate you tuning in to Fresh Oil today. Each weekday, it's my privilege to come to you and share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, walking grace.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.